814, News Talk 1620, WTAW, and the weather brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When someone new moves to town, Brazos Bounty's there with a welcome packet that can include information or items from your business. Be the early bird. Get your message there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 814, and Mayor Jason Bielski from the City of Bryan joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Chase. How are you?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Long night yesterday.
I was going to say, you had a council meeting last night. Obviously, animal shelter comes up, and you guys deciding against a private option. Kind of walk us through the process of what the discussion was last night.
Yeah, we had submitted a request for proposals back many months ago, and we received one from CareCorp. So we've been evaluating its proposal, and last night the city council on a 6-1 vote voted down the CareCorp proposal. So at this point, we will continue negotiating with all entities. Personally, I would like to continue working with the Brazos Animal Shelter, and we will continue those talks and negotiations of working out future relationships there. We did vote to buy some more kennels for the Finfeather location. You know, when we have, we could possibly double the size of the of the facilities with the Leonard Road location, the Finfeather location, and if you have more space, that ultimately reduces the euthanasia rate. So that's very important to us, and so we're in continued talks with the Brazos Animal Shelter. We have extended our agreements and contracts with them through September, so we've got some time to work out some strategies and suggestions of providing housing animals in Bryan for the next few years. So it's something to be an ongoing process with the city council and Brazos Animal Shelter.
What are the options that are left? I mean, obviously, you said yourself you'd like to see that relationship continue with the animal shelter, but what are the other options that the city has? Are there any other requests for proposal that are out there?
We can continue to renegotiate the CareCorp proposal. That's one option. The city can go into the animal control business themselves and providing housing at that point if they would like to have a city shelter. We can continue our 30-year relationship with the Brazos Animal Shelter. That's the option also. So those are the three that are on the table right now that staff and council are discussing.
And any timeline on when some sort of finality will come with that? I mean, you said yourself that the shelter agreement with Brazos Animal Shelter is in place through September. Is there a timetable, or are you guys just, is this a fluid situation?
Well, obviously, we've got through September 2011 to get something worked out one way or the other. The Finfeather location will be equipped and can continue to be operated there, whether it's with the Brazos Animal Shelter or with the city or with another entity like CareCorp. So that option's always there. But Brazos Animal Shelter's got a new location off of Leonard Road, so we're looking to at options with the new location. The current facility that's underway right now is about 3,000 square feet. It's about 2,000 square feet smaller than the current location at Finfeather. So it's not large enough to house City of College Station, City of Bryan, A&M, and Brazos County. So that creates one situation that we have to work through. So in keeping the Finfeather location up and going is a possibility at this point. Maybe we can provide the animal control for all the governmental entities at the Finfeather location, and then have the educational centers and the adoption centers at the Leonard Road location. So that's a possibility. We could possibly work with the Brazos Animal Shelter and maybe adding on to their what they call the temporary facility on Leonard Road until they get their larger, more expensive facility built in the near future. So plenty of options there. Enjoyed learning a lot about the animal shelter business. It's a very complicated business, and we just want to make sure that we provide good options for the citizens and particularly for the animal welfare of our community here, and at a fair and equitable rate.
Bryan Mayor Jason Bielski joining us this morning. Every 10 years, you have redistricting that takes place throughout the United States, and we tend to focus a lot on congressional districts being redrawn and things of that nature, but also being redrawn, the single-member districts within the city of Bryan. What kind of changes can we expect? How's this process going to work?
Well, every 10 years, we have the redistricting process, and Bickerstaff and our City Secretary Marilyn Strotter are working on this options right now, looking at redrawing the lines. When you have population shifting and population growth, as we've seen in Bryan, we've gained about 12,000 population. We've got to redraw the lines to make them fair and equitable to all the citizens in Bryan. We're seeing a lot of growth in the Hispanic communities. If you look at the numbers, you've got two single-member districts now that are majority Hispanic districts. So, you know, lines will be redrawn. You know, populations, you've got single-member District 3 with Chuck Condola's area, single-member District 5 with Art Hughes's area that have seen significant growth. And so we'll need to take some of that population away from those single-member districts and add them to single-member District 4, Mayor Pro Tem Horton's area, that has seen a decrease in population, and also a little bit to Paul Madison's area and on the west side of town. So a lot has changed, and we'll be working on that throughout the next 6 months, because we've got to get everything in place and approved by the Department of Justice before the next elections.
All right, that was my next question. When does all of this have to be done? And is that before the November elections or the next municipal elections?
Not necessarily for the city council. They've got to be in place before the municipal elections, but we're hoping to wrap everything up by November, December of this year.
All right, Brian Bayer, Jason Bianski with us this morning. Anything else going on for you? I noticed you guys were rocking some championship duds last night at the council meeting.
We had a great time last night. The city council and the Bryan staff were sporting our brand-new national championship T-shirts in honor of Coach Blair, Coach Schaefer, and the Fighting Texas Aggie Lady Aggie basketball team and their national championship efforts there. And want to thank Fadi from Aggieland Outfitters for providing us those shirts, and Alan Brugman for providing with the video that we had, a little intro video about the final few games that A&M played in. And so we got everything rocking and rolling before we started the game. The council meeting last night.
You guys should have had some smoke that you ran through to kind of add to the effect.
That would be great. That'll be great. We're looking forward to visiting with Coach Blair and Coach Schaefer and the Lady Aggs here in the near future and telling them how much the citizens of Bryan appreciated all that they've done for our community and wish them success in the future. But we're so proud and elated with their success this year. You can't imagine. So, and we've got five of our council members that attended Texas A&M University, so we are Aggies, and the other two are council members, or Aggies at heart. So, we're very proud of Coach Blair and the Fighting Texas Aggie Lady Aggie basketball team.
All right. Anything else?
I want to mention a few things. May 1 is Lemonade Day, so when you're out and about May 1, you're going to see probably 1,500 lemonade stands around Bryan-College Station. I suggest that everyone stop at every stand as they pass them and support the youth of Bryan-College Station and their efforts of learning about entrepreneurship and running a business, and that'll be on May 1. Also, want to commend all the people involved in the shuttle project here, particularly in the Brazos Valley area, Deborah Cohen, Zach Cummings, the students at A&M, all the committee members that did a yeoman job in trying to track the shuttle here to Bryan-College Station in Aggieland. Disappointed that we didn't get one here, and very disappointed that we didn't land one here in Texas. But you know how politics works sometimes, Chase. So always have to work through that. Also want to welcome several new businesses here in town. Tony Roma's on the east side in the Kroger Shopping Center just opened up. Good Time Charlie's in downtown Bryan in the old Papa Prez location. Papa Prez moved across the street to a much larger facility. I want to wish my wife a happy 40th birthday.
Yeah,
and
get that in.
Got to thank Cake Junkies for, at the last minute, preparing a birthday cake for my wife and saving my marriage for the next year.
There
you
go.
I want to thank Stephanie and Heather and Taylor, Jeremy Taylor over at Cake Junkies for taking care of that. And they're also a new business here in town. And again, want to congratulate Coach Blair and the Lady Aggs on their success this year in winning the national championship. We're very proud of them in Bryan.
All right, Bryan Mayor Jason Bianski, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Chase.
That's Bryan Mayor Jason Bianski. We chat with the mayors every Wednesday here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.